Happy New Year! Right? Mm-hmm. I thought you guys would love a fun story that some people really like to do this for their New Year's. They make a resolution. Do you know what a resolution is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's when you say, there's something about myself that I want to improve. Okay? I want to get better at doing something. Right? And one of the things that people like to get better at is managing their time, right? Well, I don't want to be the person who lets the day get away without me getting the things done that I need to get done. So today we're going to read a book that will help you if you are making a New Year's resolution to do better with managing your day and your time. We got the book for you guys. It's The Berenstain Bears on Time by Stan and Jan Berenstain, read today by Mommy and
Chicka Chicka Wee?
Wing. Oh, like a chicken wing? Yeah, okay. Let's do it. It's almost 7, as you can see. All is quiet in the Berenstain Bears' home sweet tree. And we can see the clock. And we can see the short hand is pointing to the
7.
And the long hand is almost pointing to the 12, mm-hmm. Which means it's almost 7 o'clock in the morning. And there's a digital clock that says 6:59, mm-hmm. Which is 1 minute away from 7. Because when it turns 7, what happens? The cubs are asleep at 7 o'clock. The alarm goes off. It's quite a shock. Do you have an alarm? Mm-mm. But you know what it's like when the alarm does go off, right?
Ring.
Yeah. Ring, ring, ring. 5 minutes later, they're back to sleep. Ah, both brother and sister are still asleep. 7:10, okay. Papa's coffee starts to perk. And Papa will soon be heading for work. And off to work is Grizzly Gus, the driver of the Cubs school bus. Oh, he's going to go get in the school bus and drive it away. 7:20 in the morning, okay? Gus's bus starts on its way to pick up Cubs for school today. Now, what happens if they're still in bed when the bus comes? Does that work? What about Brother and Sister Bear? Will they be ready when Gus gets there? Oh no. We can see that it is 7:25 now. And their alarm went off a long time ago, didn't it? 25 minutes ago and they're still in bed? Oh dear. The bus stops here, the bus stops there. It picks up bear after bear after bear. Will our cubs be ready? It's quite a worry. They may not be unless they hurry. Because now it's 7:30. Oh, I'm sorry, 7:35. But are they worrying? They are not. Are they hurrying? They are not. If you checked, you would find sweet sleep. It's all that's on their mind. Oh, no. I'm very worried for them. 7:40. Gus picks up Bob and Liz and Fred. Can brother and sister still be in bed? Ma sees the bus. She starts to worry. To catch that bus, her cubs must hurry. She has not heard a single sound. Her cubs aren't even up and around. Oh, Mama Bear, you just now noticed? It's 7:45? Oh, boy. Now we can see what's going on. She's standing there with her hands on her hips. She does not look happy. It's 7:50, and she doesn't look happy with them, does she? No more dreams for sister and brother. They wake up to an angry mother. That school bus is almost there at the house of brother and sister Bear. Hurry, hurry, rush, rush, rush. wash and dress and comb and brush and downstairs, downstairs in a flash. Eat some breakfast, off you dash. Let's, just so our friends who are not here looking at this book with
us. They're eating kicks.
Yeah, they're eating their breakfast. So we can see that at 7:56, brother's getting dressed and sister's washing her face. And at 7:57, they only have 1 minute to do this in. Brother Bear is brushing his teeth and Sister Bear is combing her hair. Then at 7:58, they're downstairs. That took them 2 minutes to brush their teeth, wash their hair, brush their teeth, comb their hair, and get clothes on and be downstairs. 2 minutes. They move pretty fast. Then they have 1 minute to shove some food down their mouths as quickly as they can. 8 o'clock. Down the steps, into the bus, and say hello to Grizzly Gus. And here's the moral of the story. If you sleep past 7, you might be late when the school bus comes for you at 8. So, friends, we must manage our time wisely. How do you think they could have made their morning go a little more smoothly? What could they have done? Maybe they could have
woke up earlier.
Gotten up when the alarm went off the very first time. Yeah? And then maybe they could have set a second alarm if they were worried they would sleep past the first one. Or, do you know what else I have found is helpful? Is if you have someone else in the house with you and you say, I'm going to set my alarm, but if you don't hear me up, can you just knock on my door and remind me? Sometimes moms and dads are good for that and they can say, yeah, we'll help you. Maybe Mama Bear could have said to them, hey, kids, your alarm went off 10 minutes ago. Rise and shine. What do you think? Perhaps? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good New Year's resolution anyways, to try to be on time. And it is also the end.